The Lou Holtz Laugh Club, presided over by America's favorite storyteller, who says...
Some people get the idea they're worth a lot of money just because they have it.
Now, here he is, chairman of the Laugh Club, Lou Holtz.
Well, thank you, thank you. If the members of the Laugh Club will all sit down, we'll be able to proceed. Ginger, you look very rested today.
Oh, yes, Mr. Holtz. I stayed home last night and rinsed out a few things.
Really? What things?
My fingers.
Well, how come you were home last night? What happened to that new boyfriend of yours?
Oh, him. Well, I began by resisting his advances like you told me.
So?
So he brought me home like I told you.
Well, that's too bad, Ginger. What are you going to do now?
Oh, I'm not worried, Mr. Holtz. I always have Jack Jessup.
Oh, I'm glad. Stout fella, Jack Jessup.
Oh, no, Mr. Holtz. He's very thin.
No, Ginger, I meant... Oh, well, never mind. How thin is he?
Well, if he had a little fuzz, he'd look like a pipe cleaner.
Here is a little story that... Well, I've got to tell you this. It actually happened. I was playing in the Palace Theater about 11 or 12 years ago, and on my way out of the stage door, I couldn't overhelp. I couldn't help but overhear. Everybody makes mistakes. Here are these two little boys, and I can hear their conversation. And this one boy says to the other, he says, how old are you? He says, are you three or four? The other kid says, I don't know. So he says, are you crazy about women? He says, no. He says, then you're three. And here's a tale of an Englishman in England. He's been in business all his life. He's very rich and he retires. And he tells his friends, from now on, he says, I don't move a muscle. He says, I don't mean literally. He says, physically. I'm not going to move a muscle. I'm retiring. And he does. So about a year later, an old crony of his, he says, I wonder how old Lord Kissing Cup is. I'm going out to his house. He goes out to his house, and there is his lordship. He's reclining on a lounge. He says, you see, I told you, I don't move a muscle. I haven't moved a muscle in 1 year. The other fellow says, you have a wonderful life, but there's one thing I don't understand. He says, why are you wearing a checkered bathrobe, a huge checkered bathrobe with huge checks, and why is there a different number in each check? He says, suppose it itches me. I say, scratch 57, rub 59.
I'm sorry, Mr. Holt, but I have to run. My father just got himself a job with a circus, and I'd like to see his act.
Well, congratulations, Ginger. And what does he do?
Mr. Holt, he's a midget.
A midget? Ginger, I've seen your father, and he's 6 feet tall.
Well, Mr. Holt, he's being billed as the world's largest midget.
Love that girl. Love that girl. Meeting's adjourned.